I find that the wind is one of the biggest things. And when you're on the prairies, for instance, it might be a beautiful sunny day and everything looks charming and the birds are cheeping, but it's like standing outside in a gale force. And if you're inside a greenhouse, it's just calm, beautiful, lowers your blood pressure. The moisture, the moist soil itself smells good. And we now know that it's that bacteria in the soil that can actually go into your body and can make you feel happy. So why not be happy all year round? Why just limit it to the summer months? If you've got a greenhouse, you can garden year round, and that is very exciting. COVID-19 has been a real part of our lives now for several weeks, and growing your own food has become increasingly more important. I'm Donna Balzer, and I'm just going to slip in a little new intro for this show that Robin and I pre-recorded a few weeks ago before this was such a big deal. And just to tell you that I am here to help. I really want to answer gardeners' questions. I know a lot of you are concerned about the food supply, about where food's coming from, and where you can get food. And the seed suppliers are overwhelmed with orders. There has been a huge resurgence in food growing, and everyone wants to do it. So conveniently, this time of the flu, this time of the pandemic has come at just the perfect gardening time. And so what I really want to encourage people to do, if they have a particular question, they can send it to us here at the podcast. Just make a voice memo up and send it to askdonna@donnabalzer.com. And if you do that, we will try to squeeze it into one of our next episodes up and coming. We do try to do a show every 2 weeks, but it's been crazy times for us as well as the rest of the world. And of course, we're all working remotely. I would love you to send your questions, and I would love you to listen in. This is our episode that we did about BC greenhouse builders. And this is a time, there are a lot of different greenhouses available, but this is a time where they are really, really busy because there's a huge demand now for home greenhouses. People simply just want to grow their own food again. In the 1940s, during World War II, up to 45% of the food that you ate would have been grown in your garden, in just backyard gardens. Today, we know that people are growing less than 1% of what they eat. So I'm not hoping for anything too drastic, but I am hoping that people will start looking at growing some of their own food. It's spring now. It is the perfect time to get seedlings started. It's the perfect time to get your potatoes chitting on your windowsill. It is the perfect time to learn more about growing your own food. So this interview was pre-recorded, and I've just jumped in here now to build a new introduction, because what I really want to say is we're here to help. Robin and I are both gardeners. We want to help you grow your food. And we do encourage you to check out the website, donnabalzer.com, and to send your questions in the form of a voicemail memo. Let us know what you're thinking, and let us know what questions you have to grow your own food this season. Well, without further delay, let's jump in to the interview where Robin asks me about my home greenhouse.
Welcome back to Helping Gardeners Grow. Now, you may know me as Donna's producer, Robin, from the West Coast Gardener YouTube channel. Now, this week, I actually am going to interview Donna about greenhouses. So stay tuned for that. Okay, welcome back. And like I said, I am Robin, and I am here with our lovely host, Donna. You have two gorgeous BC greenhouses on your property, which I'm very jealous about. Now, can you tell me about when you got those greenhouses and their sizes, and just let me know what kind you have?
Well, I love the BC greenhouse builders. It sounds like they're just in BC, but I bought my first one when I lived in Alberta because they're actually sold across North America. When I bought that greenhouse, I thought it was the end-all be-all. It was an 8-foot by 12-foot greenhouse because they always say go big or go home, and that was a pretty big greenhouse, from going from nothing to having an 8-foot by 12-foot. I bought it because I'd had a really good year in my business. I felt I deserved it. I thought it would answer all my gardening problems. So ironically, in the first year, maybe it was May, I'd started 20 kinds of tomatoes and I had transplanted them all into my greenhouse and they doubled in size. I couldn't believe it. By May 28th, they were a foot tall. They were stocky. I think those stems were almost an inch across. They were just husky. And then it was -8 overnight. And I hadn't added a heater because I thought it was a greenhouse. It would be fine. And all my tomatoes died.
That's sad.
I know. May 29th, I went to the garden centers and guess what? They were virtually sold out because everyone's tomatoes had died. So I learned from that, you must plan ahead before you get a greenhouse. Not just the structure, but you have to plan. You need to find out if you're the kind of person that wants to have electricity. And in a cold climate, the answer is yes, because you want to be able to plug in a heater. You're also going to have to find out if you want to have water running. Now, water runs seasonally across most of Canada. And so on the prairies, simply we would shut it off and then put it back on. But when we reset up this greenhouse, and it seems like a Tinker Toy experiment or a Lego Extraordinaire experiment, we took it apart because we were moving from Calgary to Vancouver Island. And I do believe there were 262 pieces, and my husband's an engineer and he labeled it all. And eventually here on the West Coast, I realized that an 8x12 greenhouse just wasn't big enough. So we added another one. I added a 16x20 foot greenhouse. And I added that really large size because I wanted to grow right in the soil. Before that time, I was growing on benches. I had racks. I had things in pots. But, you know, to grow good organic food, you have to grow right in the soil. And that was my dream. And I have some amazing things growing in that greenhouse.
So, Donna, if someone was going to look into getting a greenhouse, what are some of the decisions that they have to make and how would you make those decisions?
Well, first you have to have a spot for the greenhouse. So you have to look around your yard. Do I have an area that would be, you know, warm during the time when I want it to be warm, but shaded during the time when I want it to be cool? So the ideal spot would have a deciduous tree so that there's some shade in the summer, but so that it loses its leaves and it's sunny in the winter. And once you've decided that spot and you've decided what it is you want to grow in your greenhouse, because again, if you're only growing tropicals, then, you know, you may not want the shade in the winter. You may want sun year round. And so you find the right spot. If you don't have exactly the right spot on your property, maybe you're looking at renovating your house and adding the greenhouse onto your house. And that can look quite attractive as well. So first you find your spot, then you find your design sort of details that you like. Do you like the little British style with the filials on the roof or the Cape Cod style with a steeper roof? Does that fit the architecture of your house better? If that does, then that's the one that you'll zero in on. So I would say that these are the things: location of the greenhouse, try to get some winter sun and some summer shade. I would say the size of the area that you've got available. Don't worry if it's got a slope because you can easily have it custom built to fit a slope. You want to know about storing heat, so you might want to have an area that's against a building that's heated. That's an excellent idea. So there's a lot of different things that go into it. If you want to have a structure that is not freezing and thawing as much, so shrinking and spreading, you'll want to have a structure that's built out of aluminum. You want to look for something that's going to have a venting system. And automatic venting is always better. So if you've got eaves that open and close as the greenhouse warms up. In fact, even in February, I saw that my eaves were wide open because it was so hot and sunny. When you have a greenhouse that has some of those built-in design features, it makes it easier for you as the gardener to grow. It really does.
Well, there are a lot of considerations to make. And so your greenhouses are from BC Greenhouses and they will help you make those decisions, which is very helpful.
Full disclosure, BC Greenhouse Builders gave us some money to kickstart this podcast. That's, of course, it's not paying for the whole podcast, but the whole podcast series, it gave us that money to get started, to get the planning, and to get some production done for the early days of the podcast. So they've been a big supporter of mine. I am their brand ambassador. You can see that on my website, donnabalzer.com. And honestly, even if they weren't my supporter, as I said, I've had my two BC Greenhouse Builders greenhouses for years.
What makes a BC greenhouse different from other greenhouses?
Well, first of all, this total mobility. You can take it apart. You can rebuild it anywhere, any number of times. And that's incredible. Secondly, BC Greenhouse Builders are very, very able to do what you need exactly. So if you're just adding a lean-to onto a shed, or if you're putting a greenhouse in the middle of a house, maybe you're doing a school project with a school classroom, you can do exactly what you want because every single greenhouse is customized. Because they're right here in Canada, they've got a team of, I believe it's three people on the computer that are designing what you need exactly. Secondly, the aluminum frame means there'll be no shrinkage in it. So normally with greenhouses built out of wood, those greenhouses kind of shrink in a bit and then they expand a bit. The aluminum structure is iconic. It's just sturdy. It never wears out. It never goes away. It doesn't shrink. It doesn't stretch. So the aluminum is amazing. And then on top of that, they have some really innovative little features in it that have vents, for instance, that open automatically when it gets too warm. There's nothing worse than leaving your greenhouse in the morning after you've watered it, going to work for 8 hours, coming home and finding out that everything is dead because it's overheated, because it's too hot. Well, the BC Greenhouse Builders have worked in systems with fans and all kinds of little roof levers that open up automatically and let it cool down. And I should mention the one big thing that people don't realize, they love the look of wood. Wood is a beautiful structure. When we think of those iconic old greenhouses in England, we think of wood structures. But actually, wood really attracts, not only does it shrink and swell, it also attracts pests and rot. So even if you use cedar, you will get pill bugs, little bugs that love eating rotting wood. They'll just come on over and they'll just start to decompose your greenhouse. So the day you install it will be the best day of your life if it's an ordinary home-built greenhouse. And with a BC greenhouse, the day you install it is going to be the same as the day 500. It's just you're buying something that's good forever. And I absolutely love that about my two greenhouses. And I thought, can I get rid of the small one now that I have the big one? But, you know, honestly, Robin, I do different things in the two different greenhouses. In the small greenhouse, where I used to have just trays and shelves of plants, especially leading up to spring, now I've added in a brick planter and I've put in some of the long blooming primacane raspberries, and they were still in bloom, and we still picked some berries up until the end of November last year. So I am converting that one into a long-term sort of a fruit greenhouse.
BC Greenhouses has such cool greenhouses too. And as you know, I always talk about how it's on my wish list, and they all mm-hmm. are so gorgeous, and you mm-hmm. can choose the colors, if you want glass, how many paint or thickness of glass you want, the kind of, what is it called?
The polycarbonate. You know, that I should mention that different greenhouses, a lot of people like to use just the soft plastics in the greenhouse, and they mm-hmm. just simply stretch it over. And that's doable. That's often called a cold frame when you just stretch some plastic over any kind of surface. The trouble is when you get a really heavy snow and you don't know when you're going to get that heavy snow. If you get 60 centimeters of snow, you can break that plastic, and then anything inside that greenhouse is also just gone. The whole structure can fall down. So I prefer polycarbonate, and they sell twin wall polycarbonate, four wall, five wall. I think the thickest is five wall. So if you're in a very cold climate and you want the best insulation you can get, five wall polycarbonate is going to be so much better than glass. And so you just have to think about what would work for you. What I like to recommend to my clients that have built greenhouses is to put polycarbonate on the roof, because then if you have trouble with hail or if you have too much sun in the summer, that's going to give you a bit of a screen there. It's not going to be breakable. And if you can afford it or want that look of glass, just put the glass around the side walls. Then you can see into the greenhouse. It's not affecting your enjoyment of looking in or looking out. It's just a way of making it really suited and absolutely customized. And I think that's the thing about BC Greenhouse Builders, which is unlike any other supplier of greenhouses. They're absolutely customized. We, for instance, put quite a big base on ours. We decided to do a 22-inch foundation around it. And what they did was they dropped the door. So you don't want to step up over a 22-inch wall. You want to be able to go directly in with your wheelbarrow. And because they dropped the door on the structure, it fit in beautifully with our foundation. And we did that with both our greenhouses. Get the catalog, look at it. Look at it online if you prefer, but look at it and think about what you need, the color, what the material is going to be of the covering, what you're going to use to grow it. Because if you're only growing petunias for a spring crop, you're going to need a different greenhouse than if you're trying to grow citrus year round. And right now, that's what I'm doing. I'm going to try to grow more citrus in my big greenhouse. So I have that big foundation. I have that really high roof. So I'll have lots of space for growing.
Yes, you are definitely set up well for that. When I'm looking on their website, and I have been following them for several years, and the designs are so lovely. I think my favorite is the Cape Cod. I love the higher pitched roof. But I love that idea of putting the polycarbonate as the roof and having glass on the side, because I live in an area with a lot of trees and it can be windy and branches are flying. So I'm always concerned that I might get some broken glass, but that would definitely be very helpful. And then I can still keep an eye on the kids from inside the greenhouse if I'm out in the yard. And I love how you can customize it. I would love to do like a rock sort of foundation style with a beautiful Cape Cod greenhouse on top. That would be so lovely. And you can get black or white. So I'd have to decide between that. So many fun choices to make.
I know, so many choices. Like I said, they're ultimately flexible. They'll just do whatever you want. People do think they're expensive because I think I paid about $5,000 for my first one. I think it was more like $10,000 for my much larger second one. But they're not, you know, think about it as a holiday. We actually took a trip to Belize. We had a fun time. We were kayaking. We were, you know, this was a few years ago. And I realized when we got home that that value of that 2-week winter trip was the same as a year round greenhouse. So they're not that expensive. I love myself to be out there in the winter. I was just out yesterday and I was just puttering, watering, transplanting, making up little jobs. And it's just fun. And it's like a vacation. I put a chair in there. I read my books. I listen to podcasts. I really love that greenhouse as my little winter vacation. And it's not just a greenhouse then. It's a whole part of my lifestyle. And that's what I love about it.
Yeah. And it's like I said before, I feel like gardening is just so good for your soul and your stress levels. And there are studies that actually prove that. So if you can actually get out there when, you know, it's windy or rainy, but still be out puttering in poor weather when maybe you don't actually want to be in the elements, you're still getting that gardening in and you're still getting that those positive effects from it. And maybe just getting a little bit of alone time if you're like me and you've got kids running around and you just want a few minutes of sanity, it can be a nice little place of sanctuary. So that is like very high on my list.
Oh, for sure. I find that the wind is one of the biggest things. And when you're on the prairies, for instance, it might be a beautiful sunny day and everything looks charming and the birds are cheeping. But it's like standing outside in a gale wind. And if you're inside a greenhouse, it's just calm, beautiful, lowers your blood pressure. The moisture, the moist soil itself smells good. And we now know that it's that bacteria in the soil can actually go into your body and can make you feel happy. I just published that in my newsletter last month. And it's true, that little bacteria in the soil. So why not be happy all year round? Why just limit it to the summer months? If you've got a greenhouse, you can garden year round. And that is very exciting.
Absolutely. And I have a friend who did the master gardening course with me. And he has all kinds of fancy heaters and lights in his greenhouse. And he is growing tropicals and many things in there. So he goes in there and just putters year round. And it's sort of like a little tropical paradise in there, which, you know, not everybody can do, but it's still, there are a lot of options when it comes to greenhouses.
So most people, it boils down to, are we going to build it ourselves? Are we going to have it built for us? And it also boils down to, are we going to use wood or are we going to use aluminum? But don't forget the coverings and don't forget the venting. And that's where the BC greenhouse has those really excellent automatic vents, because it is heartbreaking to come home and to find out that, you know, everything's overheated during the day while you're away. So there's so many systems that are built in that, because years and years and years, and they've worked out all the bugs, literally, and they've got the best product that I know of. And that's why I agreed to be their brand ambassador. I already had two of their greenhouses. It wasn't because they were saying, here, we'll give you a free greenhouse if you'll be. No, I had these greenhouses. I already believed in them. And I think that they're amazing, between their construction services, their design services, the features that they offer, and the flexibility. Wow, so flexible. And if you can be that flexible with that many clients, you know it's a good product.
And what's great, on their website, they have, and I haven't actually looked at their website for a while, but they have how to build a greenhouse on a sloped yard. There are tips about if you're buying your first greenhouse, heating, cooling, different glazing systems.
And, you know, I'm happy to give people advice. So please follow us up and ask Donna, which is what we're doing. Ask Donna at donnabalzer.com. I'd be thrilled to talk to people about their greenhouse. And if you are interested in buying a greenhouse, just say I sent you. I mean, that's all you have to do. I don't get a commission or anything, but just say Donna sent me. She said you'll help with the design, and they will help you with your design. And that's quite different than having a homemade system that might fall down in a storm. Let's just say it's something that's going to be good for the rest of your life.
Yeah, or just buying one from a big box store or something online. It's definitely, the quality is a big difference.
That's, well, I have sure to say, a lot of those big box store ones become storage sheds because they're not insulated. They're not built properly, so they get, they overheat. They probably aren't on a proper foundation. The doors are kind of rickety. They're just not quite there. I know my son has one and he would love a BC Greenhouse Builders, and he'll get one someday. It's something you can achieve. But right now, like you, he has small babies and that's the best he can do, but he will definitely move up. When he looks at mine, he's like, wow, I want this one. I'm like, I know, you'll get one. You will get one. So it's a goal. It's a perfect goal to have for a gardener. Get yourself a BC greenhouse.
So Donna, what are some good things to grow in a greenhouse, especially in a northern climate like we are in?
Well, I do believe in food, and that's my number one priority. So I like to help people grow food. And I really encourage you to grow food that can tolerate some cool weather. So in the winter, especially if you have a greenhouse and even another cover, like an agribon cover, which is over your soil, you can probably grow in most of Canada most of the year. And this is a shocker, but you've got quite a bit of extra capabilities if you're growing just cool season crops. If you want to grow warm season crops, and by that I mean things like tomatoes and eggplant and cucumbers, those can also be grown in a greenhouse, but you'll definitely need to have more inputs on the short days when we're in January and February. If you want to grow that, you'll have to have extra lights, and you'll also have to provide heat. And so you have to think through what you want to do in your greenhouse and how you want to grow. So I like to grow, I use my greenhouse as a cold frame during the winter. And starting in February, I start to give a bit of heat because the day length's getting longer, plants are starting to grow more. So I'm using the cables. It's just cables that you buy that you would put in your rain gutters, those rain gutter cables. And I put those over the soil, and that warms it up just enough that I can start growing things in flats. And then right after that, I start to grow things that need a bit more heat. So it's not strictly a cold frame for me. It's cold frame transitioning into a greenhouse. Other people prefer to grow tropical plants. I have one friend that's doing just orchids. So definitely there's a lot of different things you can do. You don't have to grow food. But for me, I think using it as a way to extend your food growing season, as well as adding some flowers and as well as adding maybe some tropicals, is a really good way to use it. I don't want to spend money on heat if I don't have to. So some of my tropicals I bring into the house during the winter, my house that I live in, not my greenhouse. And others, so I just provide heat during that sort of sheltered season from late February till till late October. And a big secret that I found out a few years ago is that if you keep a fan running, and a fan is very inexpensive, but it keeps the air moving and it keeps the water from sitting on the leaves so you don't get diseases on your leaves as easily. So really, you'll have the ability to grow for that longer season and be able to grow more food or more plants, whatever it is that interests you. And that is the number one decision to make when you've got a greenhouse. What do you want to grow in your greenhouse? Some people, you know, you've seen this in the catalog, Robin, some people just put a fireplace in the greenhouse and a couple of easy chairs and a couple of big plants, like maybe a couple of citrus. And that's how they use their greenhouse. It's really just another living space more than a place to grow. So you have to think, do I want just a winter holiday location in my backyard? Or do I want to grow more food? Or do I want to grow orchids? You have to think that through ahead of time. And that'll drive your design. What are you going to use your greenhouse for? Drives what, how you design it. It drives what cover you use, whether it's the polycarbonate or the glass. And it drives all those other decisions. So that, to me, is huge. You make your decisions. They work with you at BC Greenhouse Builders. They have a design department that works with you. And then from there, you get the greenhouse that's exactly suited to you and your conditions.
For glazing options, what would you suggest?
Well, again, it depends on your climate and what you want to do in your greenhouse. But if you're in a cooler climate, you're going to want one of those thicker multi-wall polycarbonate. That's a product that is not only strong, but it starts to give you some actual R value. And so the thicker that is, I think the thickest is up to 5 mil. Or 5 layer. And there's that little airspace between each layer, and that really helps. Now, I'm in a milder climate. I've gone with the twin wall system. It has 2 layers. So there's, again, the small airspace in between. And I really like that because it gives you some diffusion of the light. So the polycarbonate is a way of diffusing the light so that it sort of breaks up the rays. They're not coming beaming down directly on the plants. It's a softer look. And it's also just a way to keep the light more spread out in your greenhouse. So you don't have those hot spots in the greenhouse. I like that a lot.
Yeah, that is a very important part of choosing a greenhouse for sure. So is orientation of the greenhouse important?
Well, if you've got a lot of space and you can play with your area, yeah, why not set it up on an orientation that's sort of an east-west? If you do an east-west orientation, you've got that south sun available to the plants evenly all throughout the day. But unfortunately, people don't always have that much option. Sometimes they'll have to put it on a north-south orientation. And all you have to do in that case is just make sure that watch for those cold spots that won't heat up as much, and put the plants that tolerate those conditions better at that in that place. So yeah, orientation is important, but whether you're a farmer or just a small greenhouse grower, you're going to have to work with your space. If you don't have a big space, you won't be as flexible. If you are flexible, go with that east-west orientation, and I think you'll be happy with that.
What are some mistakes that people with greenhouses make?
Well, I made the biggest mistake thinking that a greenhouse was like the holy grail. Once you've got it, you're good to go, by not heating my greenhouse. And of course, I was in a freaky climate. I was in Calgary, where it does get supremely cold, sometimes as late as June. And so do think ahead to plan, are you going to build in water and are you going to build in electricity? If you don't have electricity, you don't have the option. Even if you don't use it, even if you just run a wire to your greenhouse and don't use it, it gives you that option to add lights later or to add some little heaters later. But if you haven't added that at the beginning, it's a little more difficult to add later. Same goes with water. You probably, if you're in Canada, it's a cold climate here. Across North America, maybe you've got different situations, but much of North America is cold. You're going to want the water pipes buried deep, and so you want to do that before you or as you're building the greenhouse. And for me, I turn the water off in the winter, turn it on again when I'm getting into the warmer season. And what that does is it means you're not getting pipes freezing, and it's an easier way to manage it. So build these things in ahead of time. Don't make the mistake I made with my first greenhouse. I didn't add heat. I lost a lot of tomatoes that first season when it froze. Make sure you've got that option for heat. Make sure you've got the option for water as well, because it's a lot of cans watering cans full of water if you're trying to water a full crop once it's in full growing season, if you don't have a hose nearby.
Yes, yeah, so this was the perfect opportunity for us to discuss greenhouses as we get kicking off the gardening season this year. So can you tell me anything about pests in greenhouses?
Oh, yeah, you're going to have pests because if you've got soil, you've got pests. And even one of the people we interviewed for this podcast, Dan, doesn't even have soil. He's growing hydroponically and he has pests. So believe me, pests will come in. Things like spider mites will come in with your dog into your greenhouse that's on their fur. All of a sudden, you've got them. So it's just a matter of being alert. There are lots of integrated pest management techniques that gardeners can use. Definitely not overwatering really cuts down on the fungus gnats. Definitely washing down your walls of your greenhouse first thing in the spring cuts down on the spider mites. But you have to just play it by ear and use things like sticky traps inside your greenhouse so that you can start to see what you've got. You might have a little tiny black midge and you think, ooh, gee, that looks like a problem. Actually, it might be an aphidelides adult, and that's looking for aphids to eat. So put out some sticky traps, keep your eyes and ears open, keep your greenhouse clean, and don't overwater, and you will have tremendous success. And if you need extra help, use the methods of integrated pest management, order some of the biological controls, some of the actual insects that eat the other insects, and then you'll be good to go. I have myself ordered the persimilis, which is the spider mite predator in my greenhouse, and you can order things like the, as I said, the aphidelides to eat some of the aphids if you have a sudden outbreak. So there's solutions right there that are more meaningful for gardeners because they're not involving spraying. They're just involving letting the bugs kind of duke it out. And once you get a good system going for your growing, you probably find that it'll be self-sustaining. And that's really what I found in my greenhouse. So Robin, I think the garden gold is really up to the individual gardener to decide what they want to grow because no one can make that decision for you. You have to think, what am I really wanting to do with my greenhouse? And if you're just wanting to produce bedding plants or propagate tropicals or maybe propagate perennials, if you want to do that from seed or from cuttings, or recently I did a bunch of woody cuttings, which is pretty exciting. If you just have those few needs in mind, then you probably just need a smaller greenhouse. If you're looking to do everything, which is what I'm doing, I'm growing in the soil and I have some racks so that I can put my bedding plants up there as they mature. And I have some strawberries that I'm putting along the side in rain gutters. If you want to do everything, you probably need a bigger greenhouse. So look at your site, look at your area, look at your budget, and look at what you want to grow. And that's the only way you can decide what you need in a greenhouse going forward.
That's a great garden goal, Donna. Thank you. Well, Donna, thank you very much for letting me interview you about greenhouses. I learned a lot, and that helps me a lot with the decisions that I have to make for choosing my greenhouse.
Well, good luck with that, Robin. It's not an easy decision, but luckily there's help out there.
Thank you, Donna. Okay. I'll be calling you for sure.
Okay. Hey there, I'm Donna Balzer, the host of Helping Gardeners Grow, and I think it's so fantastic that we've had a chance to get together here on this podcast. I want people to know that I am willing and able to help you with your gardening questions, so make sure to send us a voicemail. That's something you can do on your phone. Send us in a voice message, and we will include it in our next podcast. Thank you so much. If you have a gardening question, ask away. Bye for now.